Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got a returning guest. That is
Danny from Beast Burger.
Danny from Beast Burger. So we're trying something new today, Danny. You're the first person I'm filming for the podcast.
Well, pick me because of me good looks.
And my good looks as well.
Yeah.
So, not with my hair, with the lockdown. Look.
Yeah.
You look how crazy it is.
Yeah.
I look like a ginger version of your mascot.
You look like the guy out of Home Alone.
I don't know what's his face.
Is it Merv?
Merv, yeah,
yeah,
I do.
You do,
yeah. I look like Merv.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to burn his hand on his.
Like, so especially when I. Yeah. And especially when I wet my hair, because it goes all curly.
Yeah.
So I thought I might just have it dreadlocked.
Why not?
Would I look good with dreadlocks?
Of course.
Right, so the reason I got you on, because the lockdown's easing, and you own a burger van. Well, no, not a burger van, but you own a burger...
I own a burger van.
You own a burger store.
Yeah.
So, as I say, you are a returning guest. How's the lockdown affected you and your business?
We closed. When lockdown came in, we closed on the market. Mainly for ourselves. So, obviously, we was having to get stock from different places and queue up and be around all sorts of different supermarkets and places like that. So we decided to close for a couple of weeks and just see how it got on. And then we did some deliveries from home, set up like a pop-up here at the garden.
How did that work? Did you have to get permission from the council? How did that work? Was it?
Because we're set up not in our kitchen at home, we set up as a pop-up, like we would in a pub car park or anything like that. It was all right. So, yeah, it was fine. We did have a complaint.
A complaint. Ooh, who from?
This wanker here. Wanker next door. complained to the council about us cooking commercially on our property.
What did the council say to that? Because obviously if you had permission from them...
Nothing. He apparently was going to grass us up to trading standards as well, which I don't know why that would do anything.
Did he come and see you first?
No. We heard this from somebody else.
That's a bit conniving.
So we spoke to the EHO and we spoke to Training Standards and the council and EHO, so the Environmental Health.
Oh, right, yeah.
They said it's fine. Council said it's fine. Training Standards said it was fine.
You should have put a note through his door saying, ha, fuck you.
Yeah.
So. See what he makes of them beans.
Well, you know what? This is, again, one of the times that he complained about. I mean, we was doing one delivery a week from here. It's not like we was running a full restaurant from here, you know, 7 days a week for hours and hours on end. We was doing one delivery a week from home. One of the nights he complained about was the NHS night that we did. So it just gets worse.
Do you want to tell us about the night of the NHS?
We did two deliveries for the NHS, yeah.
Sounds like a good movie, the night of the NHS.
Night of the NHS. We asked for donations. So this was, we'd already started, done a couple of deliveries, and then I thought it would be quite nice to do some free food for frontline NHS staff, well, any NHS staff, well, you know, mainly people that obviously put themselves in harm's way and stuff like that. So we got some donations. We got quite a lot of donations.
Was good then.
Yeah.
Did you get more donations through donations than you would have got through selling burgers?
A lot of people were ordering for deliveries and they were chucking like a tenner on top or.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and saying, oh, there's a tenner for that. There was one guy, who him and his workmates, I think they work on a boat on the docks, they put 100 quid in between them. JD Print, they chucked us a few quid. Needham's gave us some free meat. Also, Delilicious chucked in some free cakes, so we did a free cake with all the deliveries as well.
Delilicious, where are them ones?
St. Peter's Avenue.
Yeah.
We got enough donations to do a full delivery night, and then we had some left over, so we did a second delivery night, and then we made up the difference on that. So, do you know what I mean? So, we managed to get two completely free delivery nights for the NHS.
So how did your delivery system work? Because that's obviously been your big thing through the lockdown.
Yeah, to start, mainly at the start, and then sort of start to middle. But it was more like a pre-order system, so we would release slots and do it as sort of first come, first serve.
I did see your Facebook's post saying we're getting booked up.
We had a few issues. We're not set up as a delivery business. We're not on Just Eat or anything like that. So it was kind of like we had to adapt and do it. And just kind of work it out. So it was just me and Nick sat in there. Orders coming through on Facebook, so we have to go through the orders and sort payment out and all that sort of stuff. We could sit there for hours doing it. It took hours to do it.
Did you have a lot of people wanting the food?
Oh, it went mad, yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, crazy, yeah. And that's what I mean. And then people, I think it was maybe a fourth or fifth delivery or something like that, and we got a little bit of abuse on Facebook for...
Who gave you some abuse on Facebook?
Just some customers. Not abuse, it wasn't being offensive. They weren't calling us names or anything like that, but they was a bit fed up with the fact that they couldn't get a delivery slot. But I mean,
oh, right. I thought it was going to be you should be cooking burgers through a pandemic, you shouldn't be doing this.
No.
But people saw the ass because they didn't get a beef burger.
Maybe
people, next door saw his ass because he didn't get a beef burger.
People were going, I messaged 25 minutes after you released the slots. Well, I'm sorry, but we were fully booked after 20 minutes. You know what I mean? And we at one point we were getting 15 messages a minute. Yeah,
that's how popular we are. Was it all around the Grimsby and Cleethorpes area then?
Yeah.
Or did it go out to Wimmingham or?
No, we haven't delivered to Wimmingham or any of them because, again, it takes too long to get them back.
Right.
For us, because we're so busy, or we have been so busy, we haven't. So it sounds bad. We haven't needed to take them orders on. We've got enough orders in Grimsby and Cleethorpes that we can take on and get the delivery drivers there and back quick enough.
Right.
Without having to. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? So, it's unfortunate for them, but we've got to draw a line somewhere, haven't we?
Yeah. So, did you do the deliveries yourself or did you employ others too?
We had a couple of friends and family that helped us out. But again, we wasn't doing anything wrong. We was outside. We were social distancing. So the drivers were social distancing. We had tables set up. So I was cooking. Nicky was at the front, handing, putting the orders in the heat bags. And then the driver was coming up and taking them away.
Yeah,
so.
You did put some pictures of that on your social media, didn't you?
Yeah. But and these drivers as well, to be fair to them, they all did the NHS nights for free as well.
Did they?
Yeah. So
they didn't ask for no money for that.
No. Well, I told them I need some drivers to do deliveries for that, and I said, but I can't pay you because we're not making any money, and they said, no, it's fine, no problem. So
how many deliveries would one driver have?
We work it out at 12. If we have three drivers on,
mm-hmm.
we'd do 12 orders an hour, 12 deliveries an hour. So they would do 4 an hour each.
And did you try and get them deliveries?
Four runs. So, 12, something like that.
And then deliveries were all close. So, one driver had one part of town, another driver had another part of town. Because obviously, you wouldn't want to send one from.
What we did was, because people were picking their own slot,
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't we wasn't saying, no, you can't have that slot because you live there. So, we took, the 12 orders for, let's say, between 5 and 6, we took them 12 orders. Then. I would sit down and work out who was, which ones were closest to the others. So it wasn't we're doing Cleethorpes 5 till 6, then we're doing Willers and Wybers 6 till 7 or anything like that. People could have the slot that they picked, and then we just, sat down and hopefully you've got, two or three that are that way on and two or three that are that way on. So,
I mean, all the comments I was seeing on your social media were really good. By social media, I just mean Instagram.
You're not on Facebook, are you?
No. But I am back on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I've never done Twitter. I've got a Twitter profile personally, but I don't use it.
Get on it.
I can't.
Go trolling people.
I can't do it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, you either get Twitter or like you don't get Twitter. Like I don't get Minecraft. I just can't get my head around the concept of Minecraft.
Yeah, I don't know. I know of it. I know it exists, but I don't know what it is.
I think you build things.
Right.
But that's about it.
Right.
I don't know.
Like Lego. But on a computer.
I don't know. I really don't know what Minecraft's all about.
Okay.
But I like see these like sort of young lads and it's like poof, 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 poof. That sounded really wrong, didn't it? I see these young lads. Family young lads and friends and everything.
But
and,
it's younger than like Fortnite though, isn't it?
I don't
is
know.
Is it younger lads, is it like Minecraft young and then Fortnite's a little bit older?
I don't know.
Fortnite's popular, isn't it?
I saw a teen lad with a Fortnite t-shirt on today, I think.
Yeah.
Well, he looked like a teen, I don't know. So, anyway, back to burgers.
Yeah.
So, you was busy. Now, through the lockdown, did it... was you finding it hard to get any meat or, like, ingredients with, like, anything?
That was another... Actually, that's another reason why we closed initially, was the fact that we get our buns from... Aldi. We get our buns from Aldi because they're the best brioche buns we can find. So, mm-hmm. We've tried brioche buns from all the main sort of supermarkets. We've tried brioche buns from wholesalers and stuff like that. And the best I found are Aldi. And unfortunately, because there was a load of loons at the beginning of this that started buying.
A load of loons that started buying. It went crazy.
4,000 bog rolls and. 62 packs of pasta, and so we went into Aldi one day at the start, and they said, they had all the signs out saying no more than 3 packs of anything or 3 of anything per person. So we was like, well,
you did put that on your Instagram, I'm sure you put something about,
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
because I can remember,
we did that. So, as I was walking, I was there, there was putting the brioche buns I'd ordered. Out on the shelf, and I was like,
"Oh, you like sort of pre-ordered them?"
I pre-ordered them now, yeah, because we was walking in there and taking all the brioche buns off the shelf. So now we place an order, yeah.
So how many do you order from Aldi then?
10 cases a week.
10 cases a week, and like they're fine with that, are they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just order it in for us and keep them out the back, and then we take them away and yeah,
do what you do.
Yeah.
So
it was going to be difficult for us to knock out. The amount of burgers we do with 3 packets of...
Yeah, how did you get around that? Was there anything you...
To start off with, we got a few... This is the thing. We got round it.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And we got round it in what could be classed as a not as safe way. If they'd just give us the buns that we needed in the first place,
yeah,
we wouldn't have had to go family and friends to go to Aldi's and get the buns for us.
Oh, you did it like that?
Yeah, damn right we did, yeah.
Weren't you in the other day? You had about 10 packs of buns. Yeah.
So that's what we did because I've got to feed the family. Do you
not
know
just
what I mean?
That, but you're running a business, and like one thing that has come about from this virus, whatever it is, people have used the initiative more. Of like sort of like obviously you had to work around doing something. So the reason why there's a lot of sound because we're doing it outside.
Yeah, that dog.
So we've got a dog, we've got cars passing, yeah. My belly's rumbling and I like really want to fart and burp because I've just had dirty fries and the Beast Burger,
yeah,
and that sort of finished me off. Mm. And I hadn't out all day, I had breakfast, I thought I'm going to have a Beast Burger,
yeah.
And now it's made me dead greasy. So that's good that you all started to do a workaround. The meat side of it, you had no problems getting your meat from like the butchers?
No, I mean, our butcher, they were stacked out, as you can imagine. I think, you know, a lot of food places was, they were absolutely rammed. We'd go in there and he was working just about every hour possible, really, because people were messaging in the night. He said he was getting messages at 11 o'clock at night on Facebook saying, have you got this in for me to pick up in the morning? Have you got that? And it's like...
Why do you think people were losing them, like, Ed so much?
I don't know. You know what? In the end, if you didn't panic buy, you didn't buy.
Mm.
So it was like you had to panic buy almost, because if you didn't, the panic buyers would get it and you would have nothing.
Yeah.
So it was like a roll-on effect. But the people in the beginning, I ain't got a clue.
Yeah,
it's
because
weirdos out there.
Because when it first started, I went to Tesco's and we saw the toilet roll aisle cleaned. Like, that was one of the ones. It's like, what's everyone? How many shits is everyone going to have through a pandemic?
Yeah,
and that's like
that's what. Then I think people were then going home and googling, does coronavirus give you the shits?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, is it like? What? But there was a case where I went into Asda and I went down the toilet roll aisle, and it was wiped out.
I like what you've done there. Very
wiped
good.
Out. I put there was 2 18 roll packs, and I thought, fuck it, I'm getting both. I'm having both. I'm buying both.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when I'm going to be able to get
you need a good wipe.
Toilet roll again. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I took them.
Was you... you took the last... This is going to kick off things, that.
I've got a big ass.
Excuse me, yeah. I mean, have you? But when you heard about the lockdown, how did you think it was going to affect your business, the period?
Yeah, it was scary.
Was it?
Yeah, because we've been going 10 months now, so it's still a new business.
Yeah.
And we've been doing well. We've built up a bit of a following. So.
From your orders, I would say you've got quite a big following.
Yeah. But which we're proud of and we're pleased about. But it doesn't take much for people to... You know, if we had to close for weeks and months,
people go elsewhere.
On end. Yeah, and that's it. Yeah, so...
But do you think, ironically, the shutdowns helped your business because you've got a way around it and that way doing things for the NHS? And I'm not just saying you've done it for the NHS to get more business, but the NHS, it's brought more attention to yourself than people have said, I fancy a big, fat, greasy burger. Beast Burgers are doing and we'll go there. Has it sort of made you more busier?
At the minute, yeah. Now we've reopened properly on the market, we're stacked out. Yeah. At the minute, we've just had our busiest ever day on Saturday.
I mean, was you told to shut? Because I thought old.
We didn't have to shut,
but because you, as you mentioned, with your son and everything.
Yeah. So we took that time to sort of shut and then reassess and see, what was going on and how long this was going to last, and then safer ways of doing it, and so we didn't have to close. We never had to close. We was never forced to close. We took it upon ourselves to sort of close and then
work from home and do every service.
We couldn't have stayed open 5 days a week anyway because we couldn't have got the stock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We couldn't have got it. So.
I mean, there's still things still struggling. I mean, I went to... I went to the magazine shop down one of the streets in Cleethorpes and their magazine aisle's completely empty now.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're still struggling to get the stock in.
Yeah. I suppose we're struggling for content as well, aren't they? A little bit, you know. I mean, at some point, TV programmes have got to run out, haven't they? Like, new TV programmes, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they stopped filming of Emmerdale, EastEnders.
I think, I don't watch soaps, but I heard that Emmerdale, EastEnders are nearly run out or something.
I honestly don't know. I like no.
Sure, I heard on the radio that, EastEnders have nearly run out of episodes.
They're like, we're saying, well, how are they going to continue the soap line if it's social distancing? And, like, the obvious answer was just, well, social distancing is part of life, so we'll just bring it into the story.
Well, yeah, I suppose, thinking about it now, someone's going to have it out there. Someone's going to get COVID-19 in a soap.
PSYOP-19.
And they're going to... Someone's going to die of it in a soap out there.
I don't know, either.
I don't know, but do you know what I mean? It's a...
I don't know how it's going to pan out.
It's a storyline that's there for a minute without having to do much work about it, is it? If they're going to have to introduce the virus into the soap, do you know what I mean?
Well, it's good viewing if someone gets it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, who do you think they could kill off? I mean, I don't watch
soaps.
No.
Don't watch them, mate.
Pollard, maybe.
He's Emmerdale, is he?
I don't watch soaps, Eric Palmer. We've just said we don't watch soaps. We don't know the names
because he's been in that long time, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Eric Pollard, yeah. But everyone knows who Phil Mitchell is, don't they? You know what I mean? Like, Phil Mitchell. And
I've had Paddy on from Emmerdale, so if you want to check that out,
go check
him out.
Yeah.
Him and his wife.
Yeah.
I've had them on. No, it's just...
Is he still on Emmerdale?
Sorry?
Is he still on Emmerdale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just strange. 2020 has been a bit of a strange one. what do you think of the virus? Do you think it's real? Do you think there's more to it?
I think there's more to it than is being let on, yes.
Because I've done a few podcasts, and the first podcast I did was on the 10th of March, saying, is it even real?
Yeah.
And I got a few piss taken out of me. I had the piss taken out of me, but now everyone else is questioning it, sort of thing.
We had this discussion earlier about, like, you know, sort of the conspiracy theory thing, and I like conspiracy theory, but I think it's real. It's real, but
the flu is real. Yeah,
the flu
been rebranded the flu.
But I do think that maybe it's. I think it's not.
I just think it's all about control, because I found it scary how quickly they could shut down the country, how quickly they took our freedom and liberty away, and how quickly it introduced mass panic through, as you've already mentioned, through panic buying.
Yeah. I think this is what I do think the virus is real. I don't think it came from a wet market.
No, because there's talk about that lab, weren't there?
Yeah, I think it's probably a man-made virus.
Who by? Do you think China wanted to set the world on fire?
I wouldn't put it past them. Not that I know them. Do you know what I mean? I don't know the Chinese government, but, like, this is, and, you know, I'm no expert. This is just me, like, you know.
We don't endorse anything that Daniel says from now on.
But, yeah, for me, I think it's probably a man-made strain of a virus. And
you used to say strain of the flu. No, it's got SARS in it, hasn't it?
I just think it is a bit. Why didn't the rest of China get it?
I don't know. One thing that I've thought about is this bank holiday that's gone. A couple of weeks ago, it was really hot, and everyone was saying, you wait till 2-3 weeks, we'll have a spike. From yesterday, I don't know the figures today, but from yesterday, there was no deaths in Scotland or Wales, and there was 55 in the UK.
Yeah.
So really,
it's gone, isn't it?
Yeah. It just seemed to have gone.
Yeah. And let's be honest, the lockdown was never a real strong lockdown, was it?
Oh, I obeyed the rules, because that's what I do.
No, but yeah, no. Fair enough. But I'm not being funny, but yes, people were allowed to exercise and walk the dog, but we've got quite a big front window on here, and I've never seen so many people out jogging and walking and cycling and walking the dog in my life.
Yeah, and
I'm... And all these people that were allowed to do our exercise, yeah, that's fair enough. But then it rained, and nobody went and did the exercise, which is a strange one, isn't it?
I was still doing exercise and walking.
Honestly, no one walked past my window when it was raining.
I find it weird that the amount of people I saw were mainly old people, like sat on the benches in like Cleethorpes on the seafront, having a cup of tea, having a sandwich.
You know what? Like, a lot of them are probably thinking, I'm glad the war. Do you know what I mean?
I'm nearly dead anyway.
Yeah, just get on with it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like...
I mean, even these daily briefings, they've stopped now, haven't they? They've stopped at the weekend. They didn't have them at the weekend. So is it just weekdays?
I stopped watching them when I think I stopped watching it when it went into lockdown. That was like the exciting bit when.
No, it wasn't.
And that was my birthday.
The 23rd was my birthday. Yeah. So at 8 o'clock, Boris said, "Ah, no, we're going to fuck everything up here." I had 2 days away at a castle planned at Haunted Castle. I had a curry planned. On the Saturday, I was off to Lincoln. I fucked everything up.
Fucked it.
Now, if there is a second spike, this country will be screwed, because they'll have to lock it down again. They'll have to extend the furlough scheme.
The thing is, if there was, when they locked it down, they should have locked it down. And I mean, like, you either do it or you don't. Like, they should have done. That's it. You're not allowed out of your house unless it is to buy bread and milk.
They can't do that. They can't just like take freedom away from you.
But why do it half-heartedly? That's what I mean. You
to
do
see
it or
how
don't.
People would react.
Do it or you don't.
Because it's never happened before in like anyone's lifetime. This, and it, like, we don't live in a communist state like China, where it is really, really prohibited to do things. I mean, stuff like the internet. There's.
Yeah.
We in the West UK, we don't live like that.
Mm.
Where I'm like used to going out. So I went out for a bike ride a couple of hours a day, came back, then I went out for a nice long I think it was like a 9-8 mile walk.
So you did break the rules?
No. because I did shopping on that 8 and 9 hour work. I just live away from the supermarket.
I mean, for me, it's a strange one. We'll never know.
It's put a lot of strain on things, on businesses and
that. Yeah, of course it has, Businesses have gone under. I mean, it wasn't long before people were popping up on my Facebook saying, like, they've been laid off. And this was before the furlough scheme came in. Mm-hmm. People were seeing that, you know, people were having to lay staff off, and it's people's lives you're talking about.
People panicked because nothing like this ever happened before. So we'll go with the narrative that it was some sort of super... like sort of disease, but at the same time, as much as it was scary, didn't you find it a bit exhilarating? A bit. I did.
You know what?
It's maybe my sociopathic way, but I found it quite exhilarating. I like found it quite exciting because it was like living, literally living through a film. It's like living through Outbreak or living through Contagion.
Yeah,
where everything's locked down.
I don't know though, because it never kind of
the whole world shut down.
Yeah, but it was strange. Grimsby is a strange place anyway, because we're out the arse end of nowhere. This pandemic hasn't affected us here.
We've been really lucky.
Yeah, as much as... So it's kind of like watching the carnage on the news and stuff about what's happening around the rest of the world and the country.
Yeah.
And then you kind of sat here and going, well, it's not... You know, it's not... quite the same.
But you saying we're at the back ass end of us, that's exactly why we didn't get it, because we're right on the east coast. So to get to, say, Scotland, I'm giving you an example of Scotland, you don't pass through Grimsby.
No.
You can pass
you
through
come
Manchester.
To Grimsby.
Yeah, you can divert or maybe go to Hull.
Yeah.
But you come to Grimsby for a reason.
Yeah.
To get the best fish and chips in the world.
Best. And the best burgers.
And the best burgers in the world.
Yeah.
And the best dirty fries in the world.
Yeah.
And the best service in the world.
Yeah.
Beast Burger.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Good.
But yeah, that's, I mean, this is another thing I've said, is like the current guidelines are based on the worst situation. So your Londons, your Birminghams and your Manchesters and places like that that are got higher numbers. But we're kind of already ahead of that. Do you know what I mean? So when, like, when the lockdown's easing, there's no reason why Grimsby and Cleethorpes, for example, couldn't ease earlier than the rest. As long as no one is, like, taking the piss.
In what way, taking the piss?
Like, going for a jolly off to London or something, do you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that.
Everything did that. The government, you know what I mean? That's another thing. They give all these regulations. And in Scotland, I don't know if it happened in Wales, but Scotland and the UK, the main people...
The battery's running out.
Is it?
Looks like it.
It's on 20%.
Yeah, it's 20%. No problem.
It'll be all right.
Yeah,
it'll
be reap.
It's 28 minutes. We're doing good.
Yeah.
We'll, like, be on board for our 40-minuter.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. You're talking about what's his face, weren't you?
Dominic Cummins. Yeah. Ah, who gives a fuck, really? You just do what you want to do.
You just use a bit
of common sense. Yeah. It's like... The thing I was scared of the most is how much freedom can they take away from you? Because still to this day, I can't go into my mate's house. I can't go and kiss my dad, cuddle my dad.
But you can. That's your choice and his choice, isn't it?
Yes, but you're not supposed to.
No, you're not supposed to.
And that's still in the guidelines. And you've got Hancock and everyone saying this, that and the other. And they're the ones who are probably breaking it. Along with Dominic Cummins.
There's a lot of people breaking it, mate. There's a lot of people that aren't abiding 100% to the rules. Because it's not really realistic.
No, it's not. But with that being said, if people are breaking it, as many as people are saying, surely there would have been a wider spread of the coronavirus.
Well, like we've said, you'd have thought then that a second spike would be...
here by now on the bank holidays. And also with all these riots that are going on.
Exactly.
You might think in 2 weeks' time there'll be more spikes. So this is the real test. If there's no more spike between 2 to 3 weeks, we can call bullshit on the whole thing.
Pretty much.
Do you agree?
Kind of, yeah.
Or do you think it's just gone?
I know it's... I don't... To start off with, I was a lot more apprehensive because I was thinking, I don't know anybody that's got it. I don't know of anybody that's got it or had it. But to be fair, a friend of mine's dad has been very ill with corona.
Has he been tested for it?
He was in hospital for 9 weeks. He tested positive. To be fair, I don't believe in miracles, right? But he was a miracle. The paper did a piece on him. My mate texted me when I texted him. He texted me and said, "Oh, my mate, my dad's." He was in it. He got took into hospital with symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Got worse. Tested him for it. Tested positive. He's got COPD. He's got half a lung missing. Took out. So he's only got one and a half lungs.
Mm-hmm.
COPD. They put him in a coma. Then my mate said they wasn't going to put him on a respirator because they thought there was no point. And I believe my mate said it was G-Tech, you know, the Hoover people.
Oh, right, yeah.
G-Tech Airam. They made a load of ventilators, I think. But they insisted that he had a ventilator. So he went on a ventilator. He was in a coma for close to 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
He had two strokes. He had heart failure, liver failure. honestly, this is what I mean.
It's like a domino effect.
I was expecting a message every day from my mate saying, he's gone. And then I think it was last week, he eventually, they woke him up. He didn't wake up straight away. So they took him off he eventually woke up and I think he went home last week.
That's not a miracle. That just means the coronavirus was bullshit and he had the flu.
Well,
that's all that means.
For him to survive, I don't know.
He lives near a 5G mast.
You know what I mean? Maybe.
Which 5G doesn't cause coronavirus, if YouTube is listening to this.
It's 4G.
It's 4G?
Yeah. No, I believe that it is a real virus or a strain of a virus. I just don't know how
or why. I think it's control and manipulation. The governments were manipulating the public. I'm not saying the governments were in on it. I'm saying they might have been a higher power. It was all about control. It was a test for something more, like a beta test. This is my own personal view.
Yeah, yeah.
To see how the public would react. And surprisingly, in the UK, a lot of people conformed and a lot of people are still saying we should extend the lockdown, which is madness. Yeah. And I can't believe people have bent over backwards saying, yeah, that's fine, you can take our freedoms away. It's like people died in wars for like...
I've found it, you know what I've found strange? And like, whether people have just come out and said this because of the Dominic Cummings thing, and people have said, oh, well, he shouldn't have gone all that way. He's been telling us to go stay at home, and he shouldn't have done it.
And
he
just ow.
It's that, doesn't it? So he should. He said, and then you had people doing interviews saying, "Oh well, my dad has died during this lockdown, and I wasn't able to go and see him before he died."
And like he went to
But would you let, honestly, in that situation, would you let that stop you?
No.
If the hospital rang me and said, in the middle of this pandemic, and said, your dad's been admitted to hospital, he's had a heart attack, we think he's got a couple of hours to live, I'm not going to go, all right, well, wish him well then for me. Do you know what I mean? Because there's a pandemic on and there's got to be...
Get him on FaceTime. Let me see him.
Exactly.
All right, see you later.
What you bollocks? No. Do you know what I mean? If people are going to conform that much, they've got issues.
But people are doing and people have been doing and people are quite happy to do it.
I wouldn't let that stop me doing something that, like,
going to... No.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely not. No.
But
that's not to say we broke the rules, is it? Through the lockdown?
No. Never.
So, no, it's just 2020 has been a bit of a... It's been mad. It's been crazy. The beginning of the year was this COVID thing. Then it hit in sort of February, March. Now we've got riots. What's next? oh, we had kill hornets, didn't we? As I'm like, welcome to the UK.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yes, must have missed that.
Some like kill hornets came over.
Must have missed that one. Just, you know, in between the rioting and the...
All right. I think you got it bad enough. Yeah. We're ready to cheer you all up.
Yeah, yeah, I missed that one.
So going back to burgers, because we're nearly at the time, because I'm trying to do something new with the podcast by filming it and recording it at the same time. So you're the first one. I'm hoping it goes all right because of the sound and that.
Yeah.
But back to burgers. Have you got any new food ideas on what's your plans for your business after the pandemic's gone?
Well, we've got plans at the minute with the market. So we're staying on the market, but we want to extend the amount of time that we can open. So we've got a breakfast menu now, breakfast burgers. So don't come expecting a bacon sarnie. Not doing bacon sandwiches.
So what's in your breakfast burger? I'm sure you've said this before, but
we did it a while ago with the breakfast beast, which is two sausage patties, bacon, black pudding, cheese, hash browns. We've done a smaller version of that for the smaller appetites out there. We've got a smaller version, which is just like the baby one, which is just like the single cheeseburger, so it's single sausage and cheese and sauce. We've got a double sausage with chilli jam.
Oh, is that...
Beetroot Collective.
Yeah. That chilli jam is banging. If anyone doesn't think that chilli jam works, chilli jam does work. It's nice on
we
toast.
We have it on most things.
Do you?
Now.
Like, do you like it for breakfast?
We have it on bacon sarnies. Not that we sell at Beast Burger, because we don't sell them at Beast Burger. But if we have one at home, yeah, we'll have it on cheese on toast, sausage buns, bacon buns. So, yeah, we did that. Yeah, chilli jam. Sausage patty and cheese, that's nice. Yeah. So that's on there. Dirty hash browns, normal hash browns. So we were just trying to extend our...
Do you think you went busy because of McDonald's and that other shit show, Burger King, shutting down?
No.
Yeah, it just stayed the same, because I would have thought your business would have gone up more than when like the fast food places
shut. No, because when did they reopen McDonald's?
This week, last week. Wait, there. What day is it? I think they opened...
Well, that's what I mean. Saturday was our busiest ever day. And you were able to get a McDonald's. I don't think... Yes, it's burgers, but it's different. So people are still going to use McDonald's, obviously, and people are still going to use...
Because it's quick, isn't it? It's. Yeah. I mean, sort of McDonald's, you go, it's there.
Yeah, yeah. And there's obviously a wider menu and yeah. But they'll always have customers. There will always be people wanting... that food, and especially at the minute, people haven't had it for a while and people want it.
I mean, tell you what, I had a KFC right when it opened and it was shit, and I also had a Domino's and it made me ill. That was shit as well. Yeah. So but that's the same thing after when I did the carnivore diet. You go back to these foods and you realise how shit they are.
Yeah.
I haven't had a McDonald's yet. I haven't had a McDonald's since I had the carnivore diet, and that seemed to be the best one about, but KFC is horrible.
It's been a long time since I've had a McDonald's. A long time.
Well, you can't have one, can you, really? You I actually
went through the drive-thru to get a coffee, because I still get coffee from there. And
is this when they opened up after the pandemic?
this was before all that,
right?
And I went through in the car, and somebody took a picture of the car and posted it to our Facebook page, right? Saying, because the paper did a bit on us about saying, "Oh, are these the best burgers in the world?" or something like that. Just, you know, and this guy put a picture of us in McDonald's drive-thru, and saying, "Best burgers in the world?" ? Explain this. I was like.
Was he like, what?
Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Do you know what I mean?
You know you're dealing, mate.
Do you know what I mean? So I just commented on it saying, well, we don't sell coffee.
Oh, but did they say back to it?
Nothing.
They don't.
But I thought, don't. Who the fuck are you?
Who was it?
Do you know what I mean?
Outham.
I can't remember his name. But what we do in our own time has got fuck all to do with you.
But because people haven't got a wife and it's exciting to drop people in the shit.
Well, we also don't sell chicken. So maybe I fancied, you know, a McChicken sandwich.
a chicken select. Do you know what I mean? Chicken
exactly.
Select.
Maybe that's what I was doing there.
The nuggets are good from
getting, there. I was getting coffee. That's what I was getting.
They do good
coffee.
It's
nobody else's business, is it? Do you know what I mean?
No.
What I'm doing.
No. No. So that's it then, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted you to go on to say, to see how you're trading. And so, I mean, it's like good. It's good that you haven't fallen victim to it like a lot of businesses have. And the same with Baker's Mill, Good Burger, Social Burger, and things like that. They've all been doing the same as you. You've all used your initiative.
I think we've all been really, for what, on social media, everyone has done really well. But like, we've all been, yeah, changing things up and we've, yeah, been busy. And
I mean, one thing this pandemic has done is brought people together, yeah. I think, communally. And I think it's good that it's got a lot more people.
It's taught
exercise.
People to shop local a bit more and stuff like that, I think.
Yeah, maybe to appreciate things more.
Yeah.
For those who did stick to the rules.
Yeah.
For those who didn't, it's no change for you, is it? So, thanks for being the first guest on the podcast. Thank you for being the first guest on the filming for the podcast. I have got a YouTube channel, the Tim Biscuit Podcast. There's a few videos on there already that I've done from Skype. So you're not technically the first, but you are technically the first that I've done it
live.
Skype. Yeah.
Live in
person.
Yeah,
like proper live. So you are the first person because the Skype people were from abroad.
Was it?
I think I had one from Scotland. Yeah.
Scotland's not abroad, that was it.
Yeah, but it's not in the it's not in,
not in England.
It's not in England, is it? I was gonna say the UK.
That's city up north, Scotland.
Yeah, but no. But thanks for coming on. I'm hoping the sound's all right on that. I'd like everyone to give me feedback on the YouTube channel. I can take criticism. All criticism's good because it can help me build. Please like, share, subscribe.
And all that stuff. Yeah.
And all that sort of bullshit. Yeah.
And check out Beast Burger.
If people want to find you, where can they find you? I will put everything in the description again.
Facebook and Instagram.
Well, I'm not on Facebook, but we'll just put you can be found on Facebook.
But lots of people are on Facebook.
But I'm not, so I can't put your description in. I can't put the link in.
But I can tell people that we are on Facebook.
Tell them then.
We are on Facebook and Instagram.
And how do they find you?
Just there's a little search bar at the top, isn't there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what do you type in?
Beast Burger.
Tell them, not me.
Type Beast Burger.
This is going to be hard work filming. I've just got people ready to use the microphone properly. Never mind looking to the camera and say...
Type Beast Burger into your search box on Facebook.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. And we'll come up.
Thank you. Cheers. Right. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. The Tea Biscuits Podcast.